in station kitchens, ships, galleys, and bush homes right across rural Queensland. Cooks, well, they are in mourning. No longer can they reach into the cupboard to grab a precious carton of Devondale Long Life Cream. For so long, a staple of country cooks, alas, it can be no more. Eric Barker, you have been covering this story from your post in northwest Queensland. What's happened? Where did it go?
Well, Charlie, it went from when Murray Goulburn shut a lot of its factories last year. And with that went a bunch of products, as well as the Devondale Long Life Cream. So I have been investigating it for the last month or so. And the original investigations, as you know, were for very, very selfish reasons.
It's a topic close to both of our hearts.
It absolutely is, because my grandma makes the best lasagna and she quite likes her UHT products. So the first person I called was her and found out that the Long Life Cream is not used in that lasagna. So the lasagna certainly is safe.
How relieved were you? Well, how does grandma get by?
Powdered milk.
Ah.
She might be a bit more old school than the UHT.
Keep a cow in the cupboard.
That's it. But it turns out a lot of people have been, left reeling, as you mentioned, about the Long Life Cream. It's used in a lot of dishes. The main thing a lot of people talked about was its ability to be whipped for, you know, things like scones and dessert and things like that.
There's certainly a stream of commentary from people expressing their disappointment under your story that we've posted on the Queensland Country Hour Facebook page. If you're listening out to the radio today and you'd like to express your lament, or maybe, you know, you have some suggestions to make about how to get by, maybe you're like Eric's grandma and you're just going back to the old powdered milk, does that get you by? 0487 993 222 is my text line number, or you can give me a call on 1300 360 612. Now, Eric, tell us about the corporate machinations, though, because this story emanates all the way down in Victoria, thousands of kilometres away, with one of the country's oldest dairy processors, Murray Goulburn, as you alluded to earlier.
Yeah, it certainly does. And they sent me a statement basically just apologising for taking the cream off the shelves and just asked people if they did want to look at finding alternatives to get in touch with Devondale about it. But to get a bit more history on the loss of Long Life Cream, I spoke to Warwick Long, who's the Shepparton Rural Reporter, and he's been covering this story since day dot, basically. And he said it went with a bunch of other products.
That included 8-bar iced coffee range, which was a building range that they had in shops. Things like small flavoured milks as well, which Devondale were producing. They have been cut. And much to the chagrin of many around Australia, Long Life Cream. And it's that one I don't even think the company themselves saw coming, as far as people being quite angry about it, because it had quite a cult following.
Have you heard of any plans to bring Devondale Long Life Cream back or something of the like?
There has been some talk from some in the industry. I must stress, not from anybody that I know can make it happen. And that's because no one really knows what's happened to the plant and the technology around making this product. But I know from people in the industry that there is certainly acknowledgement of how much this product was loved and its cult following, as I referred to it earlier. And secondly, that it can be a money spinner in the right hands. It won't be a Devondale product. It'd have to be a different manufacturer coming in to do this. But there hasn't been much more news than the fact that people in the industry know it's a winner. There's just no one at the moment willing to make it.
Warwick Long, our Shepparton reporter. And Eric, I've just got to read out some of these comments from the Queensland Country Hour Facebook page. Carol says she's very disappointed. We use this all the time. It was very convenient, no waste. Wondered why it wasn't on the supermarket shelves. Mary says always had it. Have had to go back to mock cream instead. Janet, not good. A staple in the caravan. That's another use that I hadn't thought of, but the travelling Nomad Brigade and many others that spend their life on the road. Lorraine Patterson says, I'm going to call customer service. I found it so convenient for both at home and in the caravan. I feel for people who live in remote or distant places who used to buy it by the carton. I miss it as I love my cream. And Renata expressing what I guess Warwick was just alluding to. She hopes that somebody is going to take its place. And I am going to head to Far North Queensland in a moment to see whether there might be some moves afoot in the dairy farmers up there. They're always got their ear to the ground looking for an opportunity to value add their product. But Eric, you've been covering more, you've been talking to a lot of people about this issue for weeks. Is that disappointment that's been coming through now on the Facebook page, is that the kind of sentiments that you've been hearing about?
Absolutely, Charlie. And it's one of those issues that seems to come up all the time, like speaking to people from stations all the time about certain issues with weather and markets and everything like that. And a lot of the time the conversation has ended with, oh, and by the way, Eric, I can't believe they've got rid of the Devondale Long Life Cream. It just seems to be something that everyone wants to talk about. And Danielle Doyle, who is from a station in the Northern Territory, and she also runs a blog, made a post on Facebook about it. Writing an open letter to Devondale asking to bring back the cream. And that post just went absolutely viral. Here she is now.
We realised that Devondale wasn't making long life cream anymore. And so I just wrote a little post, Dear Devondale, thinking, you know, we want our cream. I thought maybe I was the only passionate person about long life cream, but it turns out Australia-wide people are passionate about their long life cream and they can't believe that it's gone.
How far did that, you know, that post go as far as the engagement and people getting back to you?
Massive. It literally went viral. Had about a 350,000 reach, 2,300 shares and about 1,800 comments.
Were you surprised by that?
Oh, blown away. I couldn't believe it. People just are passionate about their long life cream. Who'd have thought? Even city dwellers.
So what were some of the main, I guess, main comments coming back to you about it?
People who have been going into their local supermarket, even people from cities and towns, and they must go home after a while, after weeks of not being able to get it, and Google long life cream, and then they figure out, they see my post and that it's not available anymore, and there's some cranky people out there.
There certainly seems to be, if the reaction on the Queensland Country Hour Facebook page is any indication. Anna Boyd says she used UHT cream in a particular Thermomix recipe. She was wondering why she couldn't find it on the shelf. Not happy Jan. And on the text line 0487 993 222, Kate says that she's furious that long life cream has been deleted. I always kept it in the pantry for an emergency, she said. I live in the country and I don't have a corner store that I can just call on any time I need that missing ingredient. Well, thanks for your text message, Kate. And that's really, it's that convenience that people are missing out on. Eric, in your intrepid research on this topic, what's substitutes are there around for UHT long life cream?
Well, the obvious one, Charlie, is going back to fresh cream and just keeping it refrigerated. But as you mentioned before, that doesn't have the convenience element. It can't just sit on the shelf for ages. I know a lot of the people on the stations freeze their milk. So I asked Danielle Doyle if the cream could be frozen as well. So she said she was going to go away and test that for me.
So that's a work in progress.
That's a work
frozen. There's a suggestion here, as I said, by Mary, malt cream, but that's not really going to cut it, is it?
Not really. I think the big thing that comes up all the time with all of these substitutes is that they can't be whipped for desserts. Renee Clough, who's the Cairns Rural Reporter, also tells me that she has frozen fresh cream before and it just separates a little bit.
Right.
And it's not quite the same.
Bev Thorogood says the alternative for long life, which is Carnation light cooking cream, is 3 times dearer and 100 millilitres bigger, which isn't that convenient when you just need that little carton to top up your particular recipe. A couple more texts coming through on the SMS line 0487 993 222 if you would like to share your lament about the loss of Long Life Cream. Jamie from Queensland's Gemfields has texted in to say that, well, Jamie's been going to Woolworths fortnightly each time, looking for the cream product, every time disappointed. So Jamie is at least expressing gratitude that the mystery has been solved as to why it's just no longer there. And another comment from Ty at Pomona in North Queensland. Charlie, there is Long Life cooking cream made by a brand named after a flower beginning with C, which I think I may have just breached the editorial policies of the ABC by mentioning that out loud. But thank you, Ty, for being so discreet. But Ty is also questioning whether it's suitable to whip, Eric, and that does appear to be the problem. Eve says she's fuming about the removal of Long Life Cream. She kept it in the cupboard and used it all the time. So I, yeah, don't think the jury's out on this one. It seems like Murray Goulburn might have really misjudged the depth of feeling and demand for this product out there.
Certainly, and that was something that Warwick Long, who we heard from earlier on, certainly alluded to with Murray Goulburn. He said that, you know, he felt that they probably did underestimate a lot just how much of a cult following this Long Life Cream had.
Well, it remains to be seen. Eric Barker, thank you very much for your efforts in this regard and for helping some of our listeners come to terms with the loss of Devondale Long Life Cream. You've certainly helped to clarify why it's not there and the fact that the demand certainly is. So the question remains, is there anyone else out there that might be willing to step into the fold? In the far north, dairy farmers are producing more milk than what's needed to supply their local market. They're even being hit with the transport costs to send that excess milk to Brisbane for processing. So they have been looking for extra markets and value-added products for some time now. Renee Clough asked the region's Queensland Dairy Farmers Organisation representative James Geraghty how viable it would be to produce UHT cream in Malanda.
Look, I'm not sure about how the cream comes into it. I know with the milk, I spoke to one of the other processors' managers a long, long time ago, and he commented that they were going to chuck out a UHT milk plant. That, you know, that they were going to stop making milk and they were going to get rid of this plant. And I said, well, you know, if you're going to chuck it out, mate, chuck it my way, because we're looking for one. He said, no, you don't understand. It's only a small one. I said, no, you don't understand. I only want a small one. No, James, he said, you don't understand. It is a very small plant and it requires 70 million litres a year to break even. And at that time, we were doing 74 million litres a year here, total production. But I think one of the Murray Goulburn factories was set up to do 500 million litres a year. It's a scale thing. And, you know, they can put a lot of milk through a factory, obviously. But, you know, cream would be a lot different to that. But I'm not sure. I'm not a processor. I'm not sure how that's done. And the packaging for UHT cream, you know, it's got to be packed in a sterile condition. That's where it becomes difficult.
Is it something that's on the table that Malanda farmers and Lion are looking at?
Oh, look, I think everything is being looked at. Look, I think we're already making butter. I think we're already making cream. It's, you know, there's just, we haven't got the volume of milk to go into a UHT milk plant. We haven't got the volume of milk to make cheese. But yeah, look, I mean, I think everything's on the table, Renee, and, you know, I think everyone's frustrated as everybody else because the milk going south is not helping this factory.
QDO representative for the far north, James Geraghty, a millimiller dairy farmer, and is well aware that it is all about the volume in this industry. Just a few final comments. Tricia at Emerald says, haven't looked for a while, but we used to be able to buy canned reduced cream. We will miss Long Life Cream. Thanks, Tricia. And also from Heather, hi, Charlie. Nestle's make a canned Long Life Cream. Tastes a bit different to the real cream, though, so... But it is a good substitute, Heather says. Also, fresh cream is unsuitable to freeze as water and fat content separate on thawing. Thanks for those tips. And also Grant says that there's a food service brand, Anchor, and they do a 1 litre Long Life Cream, which I think doesn't really get us around... Well, it doesn't get us around that issue of the convenience of having a small little cow in the pantry. And finally, Judy Witt says, Charlie, thanks for Long Life Cream Talk. I'm angry as a sailor and caravaneer. There you go. I didn't know there was such a thing as a caravaneer. It is a pantry essential for lemonade scones. Judy, no more lemonade scones and no corner shops in the ocean. Thank you very much for all of your comments. And you can, of course, continue to be a part of the discussion on our Queensland Country Hour Facebook page.
The Country Hour on ABC Radio Queensland.